Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to You Are Loved.
I've been through struggles like the ones you're having now, but you will find your own way and make it through somehow.
A program to uplift, inspire, and offer spiritual food for the journey. Good morning, and welcome everybody to the program. This is a wonderful, beautiful, sunny day here in Western Mass. Well, actually, the sun's just gone beyond the clouds, but we made it through that great big storm. It wasn't so great and big out here, and waking up this morning to the sun on the snow was fantastic. It was beautiful, and I'm thinking about all of the people who maybe are still digging out and my family and friends still without power on Nantucket. A lot of people were really hit by that storm that just happened, and it got me thinking about prayer, and so that's what I'm going to talk about on the program today on this wonderful program of love. I'm hoping that it can be a blessing to you. I really want to bless you. I want to speak blessings to you. I want to bless your life. I want you to have a blessed day. That's why I'm doing this show. And for me, the root of all the blessings that we experience in our lives come from the place of knowing that we are loved deeply, profoundly, truly, and unconditionally loved by that force of divine mystery that is greater than any name, any faith, any institution, any religion, and any denomination. It's so much bigger. That's why I believe in the God who's outside of the box, every single box we could put God in, even my own box. And that's a powerful stand to take. That's where I'm at. And I know a lot of you are out there with me in the same place. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening and liking me on Facebook, author Samantha Wild on Facebook. I'll have all my updates for this show on Facebook. So you can head over there if you don't already get updates from me by email. So let's talk about this big storm that was happening. Yesterday and the day before, I spent a lot of time worrying about that storm because the National Weather Service was sending out really dramatic announcements. It was the crippling and potentially historic snowstorm. And for many people, including my parents, it ended up being very uncomfortable. They are still without power and they're very cold. Their home is below 40 degrees inside their house. So I'm not making fun of it. It was a serious thing. And sometimes when these things happen, we just worry. And sometimes we worry and then we pray. So I worried and then I prayed. And I did a lot of praying. And it made me think about how I pray and how other people pray and how I've had a very long journey and a long education in prayer. And most people are still praying the way that we were taught to pray as children, or the way that we learned how to pray when we didn't get our way. And we pray by saying, oh God, please do this thing. Now, please is a great way to make a prayer, but there's an even more radical and more powerful way to begin to pray. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that by talking about the amazing things that our computers can do. If you have ever searched online for any item of clothing or something for your kitchen or a book, the computer, in a very kind of creepy, insidious, but fascinating way, will then present that thing to you on every other web page that you go to. So I was looking the other day, a couple weeks ago, for cloth diapers online. And I was searching for a certain kind. And then I went to a completely different website about something else. And there was this little image on the right-hand side of the cloth diapers I had just been looking at. And it was ready for me to click and buy them. And then every other place I went to that day, there was the image of the cloth diapers. It was like, wow, this computer really knows me. Everywhere I go on the internet, it knows me. I'm the woman who wants the cloth diapers. And of course, there's a whole universe of what we could talk about, how computers are doing that. And that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how that's the mind of God is like our computers. When I saw that image, it really struck me This is the way the divine mind works. And I'm going to explain that. Seeing that image there made me realize that my computer knew my desires. It knew my desires all day long, whether I was saying my desires or not. I said them once, it continued to know them. And in a sense, our computers now are beginning to anticipate our desires. So if you go onto your Google search and you begin to type something in, it will come back up with the previous searches that you've done, the things that you like. It will show you the same web pages that you've gone to before. It seems to be anticipating what you like. Well, that's the way it is with the divine mind, with God, who anticipates what we want and knows what we want even before we ask and after we ask. So I'm going to give you four teachings about prayer that kind of help open up this idea. And the first one comes from the book that the Christian Scientists use as their textbook. Here's a wonderful quote. God is love. Can we ask him to be more? God is intelligence. Can we inform the infinite mind of anything he does not already comprehend? Do we expect to change perfection? Shall we plead for more at the open fount, which is pouring forth more than we accept? That's really powerful. I have read that over many, many years, and it really solidifies something that's so important when we think about prayer. When we pray in the way we've taught to pray as children, oh God, please do such and such and thing. God, please have mercy, give my parents power, please help me make more money, please help me have friends, whatever the prayer is, I want to get better, I want to get healthy, that's our stance. This flips that completely on its head. Can you actually tell the infinite mind that knows everything, anything it doesn't know? Think about that. Is there something that you could actually want and desire that the infinite mind, the God of everything, who made you and creates you and designs the universe and is present everywhere at all time with all people, how could that not know what's in your heart? And then can we plead at the open fount, which is already pouring out then more than we can take? To me, it's like having that little mug and you're at the water faucet and you're filling your mug with water and it's overflowing and you're standing there and you're saying, please God, give me more water. Please God, give me more water, because we're not even paying attention to all the water that's there. So when we begin to see that prayer is not a petition to a God who has no idea about what you want or what you need. That's just the beginning of it. There is this teaching, and now I can't remember. I think it's from Conversations with God. I'm not positive. It's been in my mind for so long now that I've forgotten who to attribute it to. Or maybe it's just in common currency, cultural, spiritual currency. But the teaching is that whatever we say, God says yes. Whatever you say, God says yes. You wake up in the morning, you say, this is going to be a terrible day. God says yes. You wake up in the morning, God says, this is going to be a beautiful day. God says yes. And the same thing to our thoughts, our thought life and our mind life. God is the affirmation of what we're thinking and saying. So that flips it even further when we're thinking about praying. If we're praying in a petition, God, please help me, this is so terrible, and God is the affirmation that says yes, we realize that we have to change the way that we're approaching God and the way that we're speaking. Let me read you another one. This is from the New Testament, from the book of Matthew, in the seventh chapter, the seventh verse. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find it. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Ask, and it will be given you. Well, we've all had the experience of asking and not being given things. That happens all the time. Yeah, to my children and to adults who are asking and asking in prayer. So we want to think about asking in a different way. What is this kind of asking where it always we are being given? What is this kind of knocking where the door is always open? I want to talk to you about three components of it, of this kind of prayer. The first one is it's always present time. It's always now. The second is it's an affirmation. So So you're not just stating it in the present, you're stating it in the positive. And the third one is that you need to claim and own it from the inside out. You don't need to tell God the thing that you want or desire, because God already knows the desires of your heart. It might help us to clarify. It might help us to say it. But we're not saying it to somebody who doesn't know it. The infinite mind already knows it. We want to own it and claim it for ourselves as a truth from the inside out, for the God who is the affirmation, who says yes. And we also want to claim and own it because then we begin to see the cup that's overflowing. Right? If we're praying for more blessings, we need to begin to see the cup that's already overflowing, starting with the blessings that we already have. See, this is a huge teaching, and I could go on and on, but I'm just like a little mini prayer. So I'm noticing I don't have many minutes left. I want to read you another teacher about prayer, Regina Sarah Ryan, from her book, Praying Dangerously. She writes, "Prayer is falling into or stepping into or resting in resonance with the force that drives creation. As such, prayer is always happening and is nothing less than the expression of our true nature. Prayer is the orientation of the human heart, body, emotions, and mind toward communication and communion with God. And since the basic truth of our non-separation from God means that we are always in God anyway, prayer is the expression of the truth of our relatedness to God." You know, imagine that. Imagine that you step up into that place of prayer without assuming that you're separate from this thing that you're praying to. We have this really old-fashioned, childish way of praying where it's like a little child asking Santa Claus for a gift to somebody who lives far away and is a separate entity and has nothing to do with us. But the divine is in you, and you are in the divine. So prayer is an opening and expanding of our awareness. It's not a pleading and begging of something that's other than us. And when we come to those places, like in this storm, where we begin to need to pray, the first thing we want to do is in present time and in affirmation, claim for ourselves with the way we feel and think. You saw in Regina Sarah Ryan, she talked about the body and the spirit and the mind and the feelings, the thing that we want. And we start to open our mind up to the awareness that it's there. It's already there. And that's the way it's so much like the computer. That desire feeds on itself. You know, in the computer, you keep getting the messages over and over again in that loop. And that's the way it is inside of us. We want to open up in present time and see the cup that's already overflowing. There are a couple more instructions for really basic practical things when you sit down and you start to pray, and maybe next week I'll begin to talk about them. But today I want you just to think about, as you go through your day, that the infinite divine mind already knows what you want, and that you are not separate from the thing that creates everything and gives everything, the force that's pouring out all the blessings all the time. In fact, you have a piece of that inside of you, and you're dwelling and resting inside of that place of abundance. And that way, when you begin to make your prayers, whatever they are today, claim and own for yourself in present time that positive affirmation of the truth that you are God's beloved child. You are God's beloved child. This may be a totally different, radical way for you to pray, maybe very different than what you've done before, but it's a little taste of it, and I hope that's helped you to maybe just have new ideas. Even if you can't do it exactly, or you're not quite sure even where to start, hopefully that can open up the mind to the possibility of a new way to be in relationship through prayer with the divine, with spirit, with our creator. Everybody prays. And that's the truth. Even people who are atheists and agnostics find themselves in situations where they're praying and pleading, even if they don't even know who it is to. Everybody prays. So thinking about new, powerful ways to do that, that change, that realign our relationship to God is very important. So I hope that's been a blessing to you. I hope that you go over to author Samantha Wild and like me. And more important than that, I hope that you go to ReverendSamWild.com. ReverendSamWild, my name, .com, and get a copy of Strange Gifts, my small book, a collection of essays that I've written since my ordination. It's the only place you can find the book, and it's only $10. I do have some copies left, and I would love to be able to share those with you. So head on over to ReverendSamWild.com. Today's a great day to do it, and I will sign them and ship them out to you, and that'll be another way for you to get inspiration. We can really not have it too often or too much. You know, especially if the only thing you're doing is listening to me in the week, you're only getting 15 minutes, right? We really have got to be constantly pouring that stuff on to combat all the other things that we're getting that don't give us the positive and the upliftment and the encouragement that we need. So thinking about that, I am praying for you today. I'm praying for you to claim and own the blessings in your life and also to be a blessing to other people. It's such a blessing to me that you listen to me and I can be an encourager and a teacher for you. So today, this is Reverend Sam Wild wishing you to have a wonderful, beautiful, and love-filled day. Talk to you next week.